Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Five homeless families are suing the administration of Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, claiming they've been denied emergency housing and that the state is hurting vulnerable people because of a promise that Baker made during his campaign for office. Governor Baker strongly denies that and says his administration has delivered on his campaign promise to move homeless parents and children from state-sponsored motels into more family-friendly environments. The latest numbers from the state indicate that about 3,600 families are in emergency shelter, 140 of those in hotels or motels paid for by the state. Joining us to talk more about this is Kelly Turley, Director of Legislative Advocacy at the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. Thanks for being with us, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
So we mentioned the lawsuit against the Baker administration from five homeless families alleging that the state is illegally denying them shelter. We should say you're not a part of this lawsuit, but can you elaborate a little bit more on what it means?
Sure. Right now, there are thousands of families across Massachusetts who are experiencing homelessness and housing instability who are searching for shelter, and the state is the main provider of shelter for families in Massachusetts. So if a family is unable to receive shelter from the state's Department of Housing and Community Development, or is unable to receive an adequate placement, it really puts families and children in a difficult position. And so we're seeing that right now. The state's numbers show that half of all families who apply for shelter are being denied. Since July 1st, that's from July 1st till October 31st, that was 1,765 families denied.
Wow. And how does that compare with other years? Do you know? I mean, is it higher?
It's around the same each year. The past couple of years has been around 48% to 52%, but the volume of families applying for shelter is very high, higher than in many of the previous years because of the very low vacancy rates of apartments, the very low incomes of families who are seeking shelter.
Now, Massachusetts is the only state in the country, though, that is supposed to guarantee emergency shelter for families. So how is it that so many are being denied?
Massachusetts is considered a right to shelter state, but it comes with a big asterisk that only families who meet the very narrow eligibility criteria are guaranteed access to shelter. So families have to meet the income eligibility guidelines. They couldn't have been in shelter in the past year. They have to show that their homelessness is related to domestic violence, fire, flood, natural disaster, a no-fault eviction, or a very severe health and safety risk. And so many of the families seeking shelter are unable to provide documentation that they fall into one of those categories, even if they actually do fall into one of the categories. So we're seeing many families that are staying in places not meant for human habitation, aren't able to prove that, families that are fleeing domestic violence and hadn't spoken out and had a restraining order, for example, or families that are in double-up situations that are very dangerous, but the state doesn't see it that way.
You know, many folks would think that the economy's better. Things are better, right? Mm-hmm. There should be fewer families who need this type of assistance. That's not what I'm hearing from you.
Unfortunately, the economy has gotten better overall, but not for the lowest income families and individuals. And Massachusetts is ranked as one of the least affordable states in the country. There was just a report, an article today in Boston Magazine about the Boston metro area being ranked the second worst for renters, right behind New York City. And so we're seeing families that are experiencing housing instability and homelessness turning to the state because they aren't able to make it in the current economy.
Now, we should go back. If we go back to this lawsuit against the Baker administration regarding families saying that they were denied emergency shelter, Governor Baker did issue a statement saying, you know, this is not happening. There's no one doing this deliberately. What he says is, you know, I made a promise to get people out of hotels. We all know that that's not an ideal situation. So could it be, do you think, just an unintended consequence of the Baker administration trying to get these families out of what really isn't a good situation and trying to find something better, and maybe more people are being denied, but in the long run, it's a step toward a better system?
At the Coalition for the Homeless, we work closely with many members of the Baker administration, so we don't want to cast aspersions. And we know that they are working hard to make sure that families are connected to the resources that they need. But the reality is that on the day-to-day basis, we see families who are turned away, who are delayed in getting placements, and have to meet very high standards of verifications in order to access the services. There is a provision in the line item that governs the family shelter program that talks about placing families presumptively if they appear to be eligible. And that's not being used at the level that it needs to be. As you can imagine, if you and your children were experiencing homelessness, fleeing a bad situation, doubling up, moving around night to night, you may not have all of the paperwork to prove your housing history, where you've been, that you're eligible for shelter. And that regulation, which was put in by the legislature, that language, is really important to making sure that families get at least a provisional placement while they're proving ongoing eligibility. And we're seeing that that is not used on a regular basis. And that is cause for part of the problems that are raised in the lawsuit.
We spoke earlier today with a mom, Lynette Martin. She grew up in Framingham, moved to Oklahoma, came back to Framingham because she wanted to be here with two children who are autistic and her husband. They're both working and they're struggling. They do have temporary housing now, and I guess the state is trying to find a more permanent placement for them, but they may have to move further away. Is that what you're seeing as well? Because of what you mentioned in terms of renting costs and housing costs. So does the state look at it and say, well, you know, you make $11 an hour, so you have to live in, you know, closer to the, you know, the Berkshires or something? Is that how it works?
Right. We're seeing that families like Lynette's, even when they are able to access shelter, many of them are placed far away from their home community, far away from supports. As you mentioned in Lynette's case, that her children have special needs. And so staying close to their home school community where they're able to receive the individualized education plans and having that continuity is really important. We've worked with other families in recent days who have severe medical needs, but we're told, well, there's hospitals in every part of the state, but it's not the providers that they are currently working with, who they feel comfortable with, who they have that rapport with. We see that there are families who are placed far away from their jobs. And unfortunately, that is a consequence of not using motels on a regular basis. We're not saying that motels are an ideal placement for families, but over the years, they provided the state with the flexibility to be able to offer placements close to a family's home community. And in order to help families exit homelessness, having as much stability and continuity as possible is really important. And so one of the unintended consequences, I think, of having a goal of absolutely ending motels is that we have fewer placements for families with disabilities that are close to their home community, fewer placements in areas that are where families are coming from, such as the greater Boston area, because it is more expensive to provide shelter in Boston. But the legislature, once again, also included language that directs the state to place families within 20 miles of their home community to make every effort to make sure that children are staying in their home schools. And so these competing interests, we see that how it's playing out now when there aren't motel spaces for families.
All right. Kelly Trilley, Director of Legislative Advocacy for the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.